and Hansen. The Final Four is now down to two. The Ohio State Buckeyes beat the Georgetown Hoyas, and the Florida Gators defeated UCLA last night in the NCAA's men's basketball tournament. Florida and Ohio play for the championship tomorrow. Atlanta hosted the men's Final Four this year, and as Joshua Leves reports, fans pretty much took over the city last night.
While more than 50,000 College Hoops fans packed into the Georgia Dome, tens of thousands more were filling the bars and restaurants downtown or sprawling out at Centennial Olympic Park watching the game on the big screen. That's where a bunch of Ohio State fans were when Ohio beat Georgetown in the first game yesterday. Tyler Rupp and Michael Lee were among a group of Ohio students and recent alumni making their presence known.
Hang here for the atmosphere.
You can't be a Buckeyes fan without coming down and seeing them. It's in the blood. We all grew up in Ohio. We go to Ohio State. You got to come down here.
They gave props to Georgetown for putting up a good fight, but they also didn't hold back on celebrating.
O-H-I-O!
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 Woo!
National championship!
It is called March Madness, and on some, it takes a toll.
I'm sounding like a cartoon character right now.
That's Anthony Hill, an Ohio fan whose voice was normal Saturday morning before he did a lot of this.
Foul! That's a charge! That's a goal 10! Get him out! Timeout! Shut up! Let me hit the game!
A lot of Georgetown fans were more sanguine, but still having fun. Sean Herdman was among some alumni in a bar around the corner.
It's definitely disappointing, a great season, but, you know, wish we'd gotten the win. I think their guards played a lot better than our guards. Seemed like maybe the calls weren't going our way, but it was a good game.
So you're all right?
I'm all right.
Even in the craziness of downtown Atlanta last night, with some streets closed to traffic, police keeping order, and crowds moving in all directions, one sight stuck out. The reams of Florida Gator fans dressed in bright orange.
We didn't play our best game, and we won by like 10 points. So
we expect to win every time we're out on that court.
A certain confidence, or is it cockiness, came from beating UCLA for a second straight year. And these fans, like Chris Schnell, are promising a second straight title.
I see Florida going all the way. I just can't see a team beating them.
Rick McNiven, an alumnus of UCLA, conceded it was a lopsided contest.
Thought we had put up a better fight.
Thought this was the year?
Thought this was the year, absolutely.
Alumni and students are far from the only ones attracted to the excitement of the Final Four. People with no affiliation to any of the schools traveled here from all over the country, especially from Florida. Ann Sarah of St. Augustine has supported the Gators for 25 years. She came equipped with a fan's weapon of sorts.
I'm holding a 5-foot gator. Actually, he's a stuffed gator, but he looks real. He scares people. He's fun. We have a good time with him at the game.
Sarah says she expects Florida to win Monday night. For a lot of folks in town, that game means high drama, not just because the championship itself is so important, but because the two schools have a growing rivalry. Earlier this year, Florida trounced Ohio in the football championship. Tim Short of Ohio summarized his school's hopes in a single word.
Redemption. That's all I have to say.
Authorities in Atlanta are telling residents to prepare for a couple more days of the madness. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.